When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, it's Maggie
and Emma,
and welcome back to another episode of Love You Bye. Today is episode 50, which is crazy. So happy episode 50, everybody. I can't believe we've done 50 episodes.
I know.
And we've been doing our podcast for over a year.
That's crazy.
Which is so crazy, but yeah, happy 50th episode. It's a rainy day here in Boston. It's been pretty rainy the past few days, but it's really nice. I don't know what it is. Something about when it's raining during the fall. It's just so calm and zen, and it just looks so pretty. Like, I made chili today, and I'm, like, so excited. Oh, I'm getting ahead of myself, though. I feel like this is stuff we can talk about in the episode. Yeah. But, yeah, welcome back. We're going to do Peek in the Pit of the Week to start off the episode. And, Emma, if you want to go first, you can start it off.
Okay, Peek in Pit of the Week, I guess. Since it's the start of the week, today's a Monday that we're recording on, and I'll start with my pit to kind of like shove it under the rug. But I woke up this morning and I had like a great morning, and Peyton and I have been talking about letting our dog, like, you know, when dogs get older, our dog is a year in like a couple months, like a year and like 2 months old, right? And when dogs get older, you can, like, leave them when they're alone in the house. You can just leave them out, like Milo.
Like Milo, yeah. Yeah, they sleep.
They just sleep. They don't do anything. They don't get into anything. Yeah. So we're like, oh, like, the new house, Cleo has not had a single accident. She hasn't gotten into anything. She used to, like, get into everything at the old apartment.
I remember she, like, completely ate your bright pink Persona blush.
All over the restoration hardware couch and like completely ruined it. And Peyton and I sat there and scrubbed the couch with a toothbrush for like 4 hours. Yeah. So we're like, okay, cool. Like the new house, she's been an angel, correct? Mm-hmm. An angel. She tore up a whole entire box of dryer sheets this morning.
No.
But not the dryer sheets themselves, just the cardboard. But she's so... Teeny little pieces. Like, I don't know how she gets it that small, because I could not get it that small. Like, the box is shredded into pieces. Like, looks like she put it through a shredding machine. Just because she was alone downstairs this morning while I was sleeping. But, yeah, so that's it. That's why it's my pit. Like, I was ready to trust her. And I was ready to let her take the next step into
maturing,
but she's a baby. She's not ready for that yet.
Honestly, so. Milo, he was created when I left the house and when he was alone. Honestly, until he was, I want to say like a year and a half, he didn't even sleep with me for the first year. Yeah, I would not let him out. He just slept in his crate at night. He loved it. Honestly, dogs love their crate and their space and they feel... You know, they feel like safe and secure. Maybe she was just feeling like anxious.
Anxious because she hadn't seen me yet, because she slept. So Peyton's parents were here the past weekend, and she slept in their room last night, which normally she did graduate from like not sleeping in the crate to sleeping in our room on her own bed, which she's really good at staying on her own bed. But she slept last night in their room on her bed because she has a bed in their room too. And oh my God, she's literally a princess. But she slept in there last night.
She has a bed on every floor.
Every floor. Sorry. She does. She has one basement, the first floor,
having four beds in her own house.
I know. She's so funny. But yeah, so she slept in their room. So I think she was confused that I wasn't there. She might have just been a little rambunctious. And so it's too bad for her, because now she can't be alone without being in the crate, which is okay. But anyway, my peak. What's my peak? My peak is I had a really good weekend. Like I said, Peyton's parents were in town. And so we just hung out with them all weekend. We played games. We were playing this game called, Sequence. And Peyton and I kept winning. We were on like a winning streak of like 8 games. It was a lot of fun. So we played that a ton and we just hung out. And I love weekends where it's like football's on and we're just like relaxing. And yesterday I went shopping with Peyton's mom. We did like some holiday decoration shopping at Crate and Barrel. Yeah. And we went to our house and all those types of places. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I feel like it was like such a fun weekend. Also, it was Halloween weekend, which we don't really celebrate. I'm like kind of sad I
didn't dress up.
I know. I like...
Or like not even necessarily have to like go out to a party, but I wish I remembered that it was Halloween and I put together like a few costumes at least to make TikToks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like I wish I did that, like got all ready, did my makeup, put my outfit on.
I've never gotten dressed up for Halloween before.
I know, because you didn't go to college.
Yeah, I didn't go to college. So actually 2 years ago, I did dress up, but I was a cowgirl. And I wore cowgirl boots and a cowboy hat and
which it's like jeans, that's what you shorts. Wear to like Morgan Wallen concert.
Literally looked like I was going to Morgan's concert at Fenway, but Country no. Fest. So I've never dressed up for Halloween before, but I love all the Halloween makeup that people do. Like there are some girls that did just the most insane makeup and some people have the most creative costumes ever. I love seeing people dress up.
I do too. And like seeing what they come up with. I love it.
I can't wait for actual Halloween day. Not like the parties anymore, but I can't wait for Halloween day when I get to hand out candy because I live in a neighborhood now. And there's a ton of kids around. Like there's literally so many kids. So, and I got 2 big bags of candy.
Oh my God, that's going to be so cute. You can put that big bowl that you have.
I know. And I'm going to put them in that big bowl and hand it out. And I can't wait to like open the door and one of them like dressed in like a scary costume and be like, oh my God, you scared me, you know, like pretend so they get all wait, excited.
That is cute.
Yeah, I'm excited for trick or treating.
I think I need to get candy because I do have little kids in my neighborhood.
Well, my neighbors. My old apartment building last year, they put out an email before Halloween. They were like, make sure you put out a bowl for like all the kids in the building.
That's cute.
Yeah, but I didn't do it because I wasn't there. I was at home,
yeah.
Which I'm really sad about. I wish I did that, which would have been so funny.
That would have been funny.
Yeah, but whatever.
Oh my gosh, my peak is that I had the best time in New York. Like I had the best week and...
Oh yeah.
I don't know, it was so much fun. I loved like being in the city and going out to eat and eating a bunch of yummy food and seeing a bunch of my friends that I haven't seen in a while and just like hanging out. It was so much fun. It makes me really excited to go back. And I know that we want to plan a trip back.
Mm-hmm.
In the wintertime and like stay in Central Park and like do all the Christmas things, like when everything's decorated for Christmas, like I really, really want to do that.
Yeah.
And like wear like big coats and I like go out to dinner at night. And, you know what I mean? And go to like cozy restaurants.
I can't wait for Christmas. I've been really wanting to decorate for Christmas, but it's like way too early.
Yeah. Definitely after Halloween, I feel like you can start. You can start in November. Really? Yeah. Okay. You can start in November.
Well, I'm gonna because we're not even gonna be here for a lot of December. So I want to be able to enjoy, like, I want to, the second it's November 1st, I'm lighting my Christmas candle. I'm so sick of fall candles. I'm sick of pumpkin spice. I love the colors of fall. I am so sick of all the fall stuff. It's really fun for like a little bit, but now I'm like, I need the candle.
Well, I feel like you already did it. That's why.
I know.
So you're excited for like new.
True.
Okay. Speaking of fall candles, this is my pit. My pit is that I woke up this morning.
Ugh.
With like the worst, like sore throat, but like, I guess, yeah, sore throat. And I feel like it's from all the candles that were going in my house yesterday.
I had the candles too.
Like my throat was hurting really bad.
I had candles too all day yesterday burning. And I sat down in my kitchen last night and I was drinking tea and I was on the phone with Peyton because he's gone. So I was just sitting at the kitchen table and my throat felt like it was closing up. Like I felt like I started to have a reaction. So I like, I blew out the candle. I just like went upstairs because our room, I make our room like a sanctuary. Like I keep the door shut, but I have like a air purifier. Humidifier. I have little like essential oil stuff. Like it's like when you walk in that room, the air feels different than the rest of the house. So I went upstairs and I just like went into our room and it went away.
That's good. Mine like didn't. I think because I had a candle up in my bathroom and it's like my whole top floor. But it's okay. That's just like a little pit.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is new? Honestly, like, I was having a stressful week with social media this past week, and I wasn't feeling so like drawn to like posting YouTube, TikTok, Instagrams and stuff, because people were being so mean to me on TikTok.
I was gonna say, it was literally it was like so overwhelming. We're like shitting on you. Well, first it started off as like the videos of the way influencers talk as a whole. But I get it. Like, all the comments literally were tagging you. All the comments were talking about you and people, how much they hate you.
My TikToks all have a million. Every single TikTok I have posted has a million views because in so many comments, because people have been just coming to my page because I'm the only person like getting overly tagged in those videos. So it was kind of a lot. I just like took a break from posting for a little bit just because I didn't want to see it, because it's when you get so many comments and stuff, like, obviously it's not like I'm not like blind to it, like I see it all, but just it was a lot for me. So I kind of had like a weird week, and I instead of like dwelling on it, I just didn't go on social media, but I instead like spent a lot more quality time, like real life, like off my phone.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Good.
Like, while I was like in New York, I didn't focus on content when I was there. I focused on like, I don't know, just like chilling and enjoying it, like being on like a vacation without work, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was nice. It felt good to take a break for a bit. But after I had a call today with our manager and our assistant, I feel like I feel a little bit more inspired.
Good.
Which is good, because I was worried I wasn't gonna, like, it was gonna take me a little bit to feel inspired again, but I feel inspired again. I feel good. There's something else I wanted to talk about.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like you need to take a step back in order to gain that momentum again, because I really do think it comes in waves, and maybe like all that stuff was meant to happen. So you take a step back and you're just present in your life and you rethink how you want your presence to be on social media.
Yeah. And how I want to like content, because I for sure for a while the content I was making, I feel like was so like mainstream, like boring, just like vlogging for no reason. Like I really had nothing, no substance to it. It was kind of just like going to Pilates, grocery shopping, like just the normal day-to-day stuff.
Getting coffee.
Getting
which
coffee.
I like, feel like the thing is that there's so much more that goes on throughout the day.
Oh, but my
having
God,
this
100%.
As a job, it's like, I know that this might sound crazy, but it's easy to record those things. You know what I mean? Like sometimes if you've been on social media for a while, it can be easy to get into a routine of just showing your workout, showing your coffee, stuff like that. That's like, honestly, has no substance.
No substance at
but
all.
But I do think that I feel like it just honestly is because you've been in a routine of posting that for so long. So
I feel like there's a ton of stuff that goes on that I don't even show or talk about, which I want to try to do more in my vlogs, is like show more of the other stuff that I do during the day or the other things I'm thinking about. Like right now, even though he's only on like a one night road trip, Peyton's gone. So I'm just like lonely. But like, I don't talk about that. I just show my, like, normally if he was gone, I would just show like me waking up in the morning, doing my morning routine and like things like that. But I don't know. There's like little things that I could talk about instead of just showing the surface level things.
That's something that I've been personally trying to do in my content, like showing the real me and like being myself again. Because I feel like my content, the same exact thing happened. And I feel like I never show my personality because I thought that it was like hard. I don't know. I'd be like, okay, it's so hard to just set up the camera and like be who I really am and like show my silly side.
Yeah, but
stuff like that, because it's like uncomfortable at first, you know, because you seem like you're like trying too hard.
Yeah, it's not even that it's uncomfortable, but like it is uncomfortable. But also people would just say like, you're trying too hard to be someone you're not. And you're like, well, this is actually how I am, you know, like everyone just like, I feel like the bigger you get on social media, there's so many more opinions like on all of the every single move you make.
I agree. But honestly, I feel like the more real I've been and the less I've, I think that it is the less I've focused on trends and aesthetics. Yeah. I have felt like myself again. And I feel like you don't get as much hate when you're just yourself and you don't focus on being aesthetic and being trendy.
But the thing is, I was getting so much hate being myself. I don't even try to be trendy. You know, like people just hate on anything, breathing or anything. I feel like.
I know. What do you think you would ever quit social media one day and stop completely? Like never post on YouTube, never post on Instagram, never post on TikTok.
Yeah.
You do?
I would. No time soon.
Yeah.
But like, oh my gosh, it's so like sometimes it's a lot. Like people.
I think definitely you, I have seen firsthand, have gone through a lot, especially because I feel like you kind of grew up in the public eye. I mean, I'm not comparing it to celebrities at all, but I mean, people do have thousands and thousands of people have watched your whole entire life since you've been in high school, and you've gone through a lot, you know, like you went through mom and dad's divorce and being alone and feeling like you had nobody there for you in your last 2 years of high school when you're applying to colleges and it's like the most important part of your life. You moved to a new city by yourself the day after you graduate high school. You are then, I feel like, just under a microscope after that, you know, like trying to live your life and do normal things, but also still being young and trying to navigate your new life and being social and kind of like finding yourself. Because I feel like for me going to college, and I mean, I wasn't on YouTube at the time for the first 3 years of college, but I got the chance to find myself away from home and go live at school and do normal things that college kids do, like go out on the weekends and not have anything to wake up and worry about on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, and just like go to class during the week, go back. Like I didn't have anything to worry about. So I feel like those years were really helpful for me in order to like gain my independence and find myself. And I feel like for you, you never had that college experience. So I feel like you were going through that change period, but also being watched by thousands of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then now obviously you're in a new point of your life. You're engaged, you're getting married. And I do think that like you have definitely gotten a lot of criticism after your engagement, because I feel like at first it was like, okay, you were in a new relationship. You had never shared any past relationships before. And you are in a relationship and you're so happy and it's so clear to people how happy you are with your boyfriend, with Peyton. And I feel like everybody was like loving it. They were like, oh my God, I love this version of you, Emma. Like you're just so happy and your content's so different. You can see how you're glowing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I feel like you guys got engaged and then it was like, whoa, mixed feelings from people.
Yeah.
You know, and now I feel like it's one of those things where I don't know what it is, but you definitely have been dealing with a lot. And I feel like it is hard. But your feelings are valid, and the way that you feel is, there's nothing wrong with feeling that way. You know, like I know people say you asked for this life, you chose this, like you have to deal with it. But also I think that there's a fine line between like having thick skin and knowing that there's going to be hate. But it's like when there's millions of people coming at you, like that's hard. No normal person, like as humans, we're not meant to be dealing with this type of hate and criticism. Like also as a person, imagine making fun of like somebody for the way that they talk or the way that they dress.
Yeah.
Like I see people come at you for everything. And it's like, I don't know.
But as if, a human, if you were in school doing that to like one of your classmates, like you would literally be sent into the like a principal office for bullying and stuff. Or like if you were in, I don't know. I just feel like if it's normal, like day to day, you're doing that to someone's face, like it's literally bullying. But then when you do it to someone that's just through a computer or something, it's like people think it's fine just because it's like, I don't think people, when you're watching TikTok and when you're watching YouTube and stuff, like to me, it's like watching a show. Like that doesn't feel like I'm watching someone's real life. You know, you don't actually think about like the fact that they're like literally real people.
And they have feelings and they have emotions.
Yeah. But I oh my gosh, in a perfect world, like years down the line when I get older, I would stop doing YouTube completely. Like all social media, YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and literally make my Instagram private. I would like start a new Instagram, just have my friends and like be a Pilates teacher.
Yeah.
And like teach.
That makes me sad because I don't want you to feel the way that you feel, you know, because I feel like if you did one day go off social media for good and like quit, like there are people who would really miss your content. Why am I crying?
Not me and I'm a bolt crying.
This is like real stuff that we actually talk about like when we're together and on FaceTime and stuff. So I don't even know how this conversation turned into this. But yeah, I do feel like despite all of the loud noise and negativity you've been hearing lately, I feel like so many more supportive people and people who love you and would miss you. And but also you have to do what's right for you and your mental health. Like, is it worth it to be feeling the way that you feel and to be putting yourself through that just to post on social media? Like, I really do think if you one day just shut everything down and then opened up a Pilates studio and just like taught Pilates, like I think your life would, not that you like your life isn't good right now, but
yeah,
your mental health and your happiness, I feel like would just exponentially be better because I do see how it negatively affects you.
That's what sucks is like, I enjoy it so much, but like people like hating and stuff like makes it so unenjoyable.
I know. Because and then you're more conscious about the content that you're putting out and conscious about the way that you talk. Yeah, it makes it not
even fun.
Yeah. And then you're like, okay, well, I'm being made fun of for all these things. And then you're overthinking the content that you're putting out and it just like doesn't help at all. Like how can you be authentic when
you're... But then you just don't even want those people to win, you know?
Like, I know.
You don't want them to show, like you don't want to show that they've won at all. So you kind of just try to like brush it off and make it be like, oh, it's okay. Like I'm fine. And I feel like people around me are always like, you have so many people that love you.
I know. But you can't just numb the pain and keep pushing it down and pushing it down because that's not going to help either.
Yeah, you
can't. I do think it is okay to talk about it, like definitely not like obviously responding to every little fake account and hate comment, you know, directly, but I do think it is important to talk about that people who do social media and people like everybody, I'm not even talking about influencers, like everybody has emotions and we're real people with hearts, and I just think that as cliche as it is, like we just need to be at the end of the day, like be kinder. If you don't have anything nice to say, like just don't say anything at all.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's never going to like stop, but I think TikTok is one of the reasons why like there's so much.
Oh, I feel like just social media just changed. TikTok's the only place that people get like comment rude things on. Like it's nowhere in my Instagram, like nowhere on YouTube and stuff. It's fully TikTok.
Because I feel like TikTok's like a lot of fake accounts and it's like, I don't know, it can be... honestly, a trap. Once you get on that app, you just scroll and scroll and scroll all day. There definitely is a lot of negativity in the comments on TikTok, which it's hard because it's like, okay, well, don't post on TikTok. But then it's like, okay, but also it's your job and it's you enjoy it.
Can't just like, yeah, I do enjoy TikTok and I enjoy like other people's content on TikTok too. Like the people that I follow, like I love seeing like, I don't know, like I love seeing like Natalie Benson's content right now.
Oh my god,
now.
I love Natalie's videos.
I know, I love her stuff.
And you know what I love about it? It's just her setting up her phone, no makeup on, in her like athleisure in her house or like going to ride her horse like in the car. And she just is setting up her phone and like talking.
I love her stuff.
And it's like you're
right
on
now.
FaceTime with her.
I like, that's what it is. I love like sitting in the sauna and I don't watch her videos when they come up, but I save them for like when I'm in the sauna. I just sit there and I... like, I ordered so many vitamins that she was talking about.
Really?
Because, like, she takes them. And I was like, wait, like, that's so such a good idea. Like, she takes this one that's, like, so good for, like, stress management. And then there's one that's, like, good for your skin that she's been taking for years or, like, whatever. And I just, like, ordered it because she was talking about it. Like, I don't understand if she knows how influential she can be. But I just love her stuff. Like, I love her stuff right now. That's why I could never, like, get rid of it. I also like making videos and stuff.
Yeah. One piece of advice that I have, and I have gone through this in like different periods and points of my life, like over the years, where every few years I'll go through a point where I will feel like really sad and really low. and I just will feel like lost, you know? And what I have realized, because every single time you come out on the other side, mm-hmm. and I feel like I think of it as like a mountain, like when you're really, really low at the bottom, like you're always going to come back up and be at the top at some point. So honestly, just embracing as hard as it is where you are right now and taking the time, because all the discomfort and all the hurt that you're feeling is patching together and making you grow into a stronger person. And you're going to come out on the other side and be a completely different version of yourself. I feel like that's going to look back and appreciate the journey of where, like, all that you have been through recently, you know?
Thank you. Yeah.
Because I feel like once you go down, like, you always go back up. It's like a wave, you know? You don't just go down, down, down. Everything always comes back up again.
Yeah, that's so true.
But definitely appreciating the moments that you are in right now and that you're dealing with, because that type of stuff is what's going to help you grow, although it sucks and it's hard and it hurts and you're like, feel like you're going to feel like that forever. You're not. And you're going to look back and be like, wait. I mean, like, even for me, I feel like dealing with so much in 2022. That was like not my year. Worst year.
No, me too. That was me for 2021.
I feel like I can't even go back and like watch my vlogs from that year. I'm like, I cringe. Because I remember how uncomfortable I felt in my own skin. Like my acne. I just felt like not even like myself.
Yeah.
And I thought that it was going to be like that forever. I was like uninspired. I didn't know what the f*** I was doing with my content. I felt so intimidated by TikTok. I was like, oh my God. I just felt like there was too much going on. Yeah. And now that I look back, I'm like, wait, all of that I went through made me the version of myself that I am today.
That can also go not even just for me and like social media and stuff, but for everybody.
Yeah, for everybody.
Like, I know people who struggle with like being in like college and they're like, okay, like I feel so much like, I feel like I'm like, wait, what's the wording? Like in like a different,
wait,
like.
Wait, because I saw Paloma Bella on TikTok. She was talking about how she's in her senior year.
Yep. I know people that are in like their even like sixth year, like fifth year, like year after, you know?
Yeah.
That are feeling like, just like, I'm not in this space of like, like people like just go out in college and stuff. And they're like, this isn't me. Like, you know?
And it's hard. I can relate to that. I was in my final year of college and I was like, as a senior, you think it should be like, okay, senior year, take it all in, go out as much as you can. I was like done. I was like, I did it for 3 years. I'm good. I started YouTube. I was like starting my career. Yeah. I would have way rather have been focusing on finishing school and working on YouTube and making videos. And that's why I moved to Boston.
Yeah.
I was like, I just need to remove myself. And I was so lonely and so sad. I remember I would drive from my apartment in Boston all the way to college for my last semester. And I was like there for my senior year classes. And I would sit in my car in between classes and just cry because I just felt so lonely.
Yeah.
And I felt so lost. And then right after that, a few months later, you ended up moving to Boston and like everything got amazing. And everybody moved to that little area that we lived at in the South End. Yeah. You, me, Gretchen.
That was
and
so
we
fun.
Were like going to workouts all the time together, Natalie and Arlen. And we had that friend group that we were always hanging out with and making videos together. And like things got really good. So it's like just goes to show again that you go through points in your life where you feel lonely and sad.
But all
and
like the uncomfortable
struggle.
Stuff in like struggle is like you preparing and growing.
I agree. And it's okay also to talk about how you feel. One thing that I used to deal with a lot was I felt like I couldn't talk about how I felt or what I was going through because I didn't want to come off as complaining because I was so fortunate to be able to even be doing what I was doing on YouTube and could support myself and had this brand new beautiful apartment in Boston. Like I felt like I couldn't complain. I had nothing to complain about because my life was amazing and I was fortunate. But also I think that as humans, like no matter what situation you are living in your current life, everybody has emotions and you should never feel bad for feeling sad or feeling down or talking about how you feel or asking for help. Like never feel bad about it no matter what, because yes, in every situation in life, you can always think, well, someone out there has it worse than me, which I completely agree. But also it's like you have feelings and emotions too, and you need to be able to talk to someone about that. Like we're human and
I agree.
Also, I feel like it comes with the change in the seasons, like a lot. Oh, yeah. A lot of people struggle when the seasons are changing, especially here. I feel like it's been obviously all summer, so nice out, like so much happened. And now it's like, okay, everything's slowing down. It's fall. It's getting dark out earlier, which is crazy. Next week is daylight savings.
I know. And it'll get dark at like 4 p.m. That's crazy. It's been so cozy though lately when it get. I've been like eating dinner so early and like going to bed so early.
I love it. We were in bed last night at like 8 o'clock.
Same. I was so like nice. Done eating dinner by like, I'm not kidding you, I've been eating dinner at like 5:30.
Me too.
Like that's how early I've been eating. And then I've been like in bed by like 7 and like winding down and stuff. And lately what has been really nice is I haven't been going on my phone before bed.
Oh, that's good. I'm like in a thing right now where I'm addicted to, I like love laying in bed on TikTok.
Yeah.
I need to be better, but that's good that you don't.
I don't go on my phone in the morning either. Cause normally, I mean, this morning I did cause Peyton wasn't here, but normally when Peyton is here, his alarm goes off at 7:30 and we go downstairs,
yeah, like
but I just go like down with him. Coffee. And then when the second he leaves is when I like get my phone and I continue on, but I like don't go on my phone in the morning. And then lately I haven't been going on my phone before bed, but he'll watch a show though. But I sleep. I fall asleep because I don't like watching.
Kenan does the same thing. He watches a show and he's always like, babe, can we watch a show together? I'm like, I'm just like not a show girl. I'm not a show girl. Like unless it's Gossip Girl. Like
me too. Oh my guess God. What I watched.
If he wants
last
to watch
night,
Gossip Girl, yeah.
I did watch a movie last night though. Like this was not even last night. This was like yesterday
movie?
Afternoon from like, I started the movie at like 4, I think. And oh my gosh, it was so, it's like such an old movie and the acting is horrible in it, but I read the books when I was in middle school, The Click.
Oh my God, Emma, I used to love those books when I was little.
The movie is free on YouTube because I saw a TikTok clip of it like from the movie and I was like, wait a minute, I love this movie. And I watched it and honestly, I like read all the books in middle school and I loved the books. But then I watched the movie and I was like, these girls are ruthless. Like, they're so mean to the poor Claire girl. And I used to love the name Claire. And I always thought Massey, the girl Massey, like the main character. Like, I always thought, like, your name's like Maggie. Like, Massey is like a different way of like Maggie.
Wait, I remember that. You're bringing back so many memories.
That movie's insane.
I feel like watching stuff like that, Emma, like heals your inner child.
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, I was watching 13 going on 30 a few weeks ago.
Oh, I need to watch that one.
Oh my God, I was sobbing. It was like healing something in me from when I was little.
I was crying watching The Parent Trap.
I cried watching that too. Wait, you know what we should watch? Uptown Girls.
I need to watch Uptown Girls. I tried to get Peyton to watch that months ago and he like was not into it at
all.
You
and I can watch it together if you come over tonight for chili.
I know. Oh my gosh.
I love that movie. Also, I saw Robin, Girl Boss Town.
Yeah, she was talking about the Halloween costumes.
About someone being Molly.
Yeah.
I love that movie. It was like my favorite.
I should be Molly and you should be the girl with the little black sunglasses because that reminds me of
you. What was her name again?
I forget her name, but remember that time we took a picture of you wearing your little black circle sunglasses and I put her side by side?
Yes.
With your little hair.
With my little hair. Oh my God, I loved that movie when I was young. And they like sat and
Ate the fake. Yeah, and she like went and bit it and the girl was so mad. She like sprayed it with disinfectant. I loved that part.
The biscuits, the fake biscuits. She put butter on it.
Yeah.
She was like, it's not real. And disinfects it right away. It's so funny.
And she was like, relax, like be a kid. It's so good. And do you have any updates?
Oh, do I have any updates? Yeah, I've just been like, I mean, I talked a lot about this in my solo episode last week. But I've just been feeling like I feel like myself again. You know that TikTok sound? I need to make it this weekend or something. But Kylie Jenner, when she's like, I just like feel like myself again. I'm getting my personality back. Yeah. Like that's literally me and I feel really good.
Good.
Because I went through like a period of time where I was just like not feeling good. Yeah. I wasn't feeling confident about myself. I was feeling just like, I don't know. But now I feel really good. I just feel very balanced in my life also. I feel like I've been just very intuitive with everything when it comes to like working out, eating. Like I'm on a really good, like balanced schedule. Like I'm not doing too much.
Yeah.
Not doing too little. Like whenever, I don't know, I'm just like enjoying life and not trying to take it so serious. Because I feel like for a while I was like in like that mode of like being health and wellness where I was like being too, it was like too much, you know, where it was like restrictive about my health. And then I feel like I was in also a period of time where since I had gone through that time of just being working out constantly, like always pushing my body so hard in my workouts, like eating so healthy and like not eating anything that was unhealthy. You know what I mean? Like not drinking, telling myself I could drink like once a week, you know, like I was like crazy.
And they like just a vodka soda. Ew.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like drinking a vodka soda only. If that's what you like though, like tequila soda, vodka soda, more power to you. Like great.
I can't drink them
like,
anymore.
Vodka. I feel like I just eat things and drink things that I never used to. Like I eat so many burgers and I eat so much red meat.
Me too.
Like we were talking about
we
it
like
the other
only
day.
Eat red meat.
Remember you and I were like, said that that place that we went to, we were they don't really have that good of a burger, but we used to love it. And I'm like, Emma, that's because you and I never ate a burger before.
Yeah.
So then we ate one from there and it was like.
It was like life-changing. And then we ate burgers from other places. Like I had a burger from room service at one of the hotels.
The best burgers are from hotels.
Hotel. Oh my God. So the Four Seasons in New York has the best room service burgers. The bun is so crispy. The cheese is perfectly melted all around. It has like little crispy onions on it. I wish they weren't crispy onions. I don't really love crispy onions on a burger. I wish they were like caramelized.
Like a caramelized. Emma, what?
The aioli that was on it was amazing. The fries were big. Big fries. The burger itself was cooked too perfect, like so perfect, because the one that we had at the street bar was a little bit too raw for me. I kind of got grossed out midway through. I don't like when my burger's pink. If I'm being honest, I like when it's legit cooked.
We should have got
through.
Medium well then.
No, it's fine. It's fine. But when it's pink and juicy and the juices are red, I don't love that. But I love when it's cooked all the way through. But Peyton and I eat, we make ribeye?
I love ribeye.
We make ribeye a lot. That's what it is. He makes it. He does it. Which is so surprising because I swear he like a couple months ago, we did not know how to cook, but he makes a really good ribeye.
I love
because we've been cooking
guys,
from home.
Yeah,
since
I love
we moved
that you guys have
house.
Been cooking together. And I mean, he used to never cook. So it's like, I don't know. It's like a fun thing to do with your partner.
Yeah, but he makes a really good ribeye. And it's like, oh my gosh, I always am. The nights that he's not here, I'm like, I wish you were here to make ribeye tonight because I just want it so bad. But he like, he'll leave it in the broiler for a little bit longer because he knows that I like it crispy. Mm-hmm. Like I love when it's like crispy.
Yeah, after
crispy.
You pan sear it.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
It's so easy to make, but I leave it to him.
You know what scares me and I think is like
chicken?
The hardest thing to make? Chicken.
Oh, me too.
I don't know what it is. I can't make it. Like I've always been scared of it. I'm so scared
to
undercook
it. I don't like chicken.
I really am into, I love steak. I like salmon.
I love salmon.
I've been getting salmon. I got it in New York on a salad and I was like, wait, I like miss it.
I love salmon. We did salmon, teriyaki salmon and coconut rice bowls the other night with a little cucumber salad and it was so simple.
So
quick. It took really, like took so, it was so quick to make because you just let it marinate for like 30 minutes, not even. But it was so quick and it was so good.
I love that.
But a trick for chicken is at Whole Foods, I get the thin sliced chicken breast.
Oh, yeah.
Which is really easy to cook because it's only like a couple minutes really on each side. But I do have a chicken, like a meat thermometer. Mm-hmm. And if you stick it like, I guess like the perfect temperature for chicken is like 165 or something. 166, Peyton's dad told us.
I really want to make the chicken like Mediterranean bowls with the chicken that you put Greek yogurt and dill and like lemon, you know? I see people on TikTok doing it.
Peyton's mom makes this chicken dish that's so good. It's like creamy and chicken and I don't even know what it is, but it has like sun-dried tomatoes in it. And it's just the best thing. She made it on, I think it was Friday.
I love
Thursday
sun-dried
night
tomatoes.
Or
that
Saturday
sounds
night.
So good.
It was bomb with rice and a little salad on the side.
Wait, you know what I made last night?
What?
I made.
Oh, that looked bomb.
I had these raviolis. They're fig. Mm-hmm. They were fig raviolis and they had cheese in them too.
Did you buy those?
Yeah, we bought them at the place in Providence.
Yep.
The ravioli place that the Italian, I don't know. They're like all homemade. So we get fig and cheese raviolis and I made a brown butter sage sauce. I should have done rosemary because like fig and rosemary, I feel like go good together.
That's fine.
But I did sage and I put the whole stick of butter into the pan and it browned. Oh my God. And then I poured it over, added fresh Parmesan cheese. And then I made crispy prosciutto in my little air fryer oven. And I just crumbled it smart. On top. I like laid out the prosciutto, put it on 350 for like 10 minutes. Let it crisp.
Yum. That sounds amazing. I made an apple crisp this weekend. Me over here being like, I hate fall stuff now, but I made the best. I make a really good apple crisp and there's a slice left, which you can
have
it. I know.
I'm going to go downstairs and eat it.
And there's some
done.
Vanilla ice cream, but I think out of every single apple crisp I've ever made in my life, I think this one was, I mastered it finally. I think it's my best one. It tastes just like mom's. I have a small little like pie pan, but I got 6 apples and I didn't use 2 of them. So like it's not overpowering with the apple, but yeah. It's a perfect apple to crust ratio. And I only use like oatmeal for the crust and stuff and it was bomb. And I used real butter because I've never made it with real butter before because we were like vegan.
Weird. We had like to eat every dairy alternative there was.
But no, it was bomb. But
which if you do that, you're not weird. I'm just saying like me and Emma used to be like freaks. But anyway. Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into this episode. And I hope that you guys enjoyed it. I almost said like, comment, subscribe. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast, listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. Follow along, Em and I, on all social media. Maggie McDonald, Emma McDonald.
We'll still be here, so follow along.
Yeah, Emma's still going to be here, you guys, for a little bit. But we love you so much, and happy 50th episode again. Thank you guys all so much for your support on the podcast. We really appreciate it, and love meeting you guys and having you guys mention the podcast. I'm always like, oh my God, people actually listen. Like, it makes me so happy. So your support does not go unnoticed and it's greatly appreciated. So love you guys so much.
Love you.
We'll see you in the next episode.
Love ya. Bye.
Love you. Bye.